I won't mention that it was Curtis, that said he's done some work in Encino Park, and he said there's a corner of Encino Park where two creeks come together, I guess, or have in the past. Got all that alluvial soil, that soil that's washed in there.
Uh-huh.
And he's dug a post hole 2 to 3 feet deep and never hit a rock.
Huh.
So it's all the soil that's ever been. Oh, there he is, Calvin. There, that's the male lesser finch, right?
Absolutely. What's the goldfinch?
Oh, is that what it is?
That's not the one that we said was a female.
No, that's not the one we said.
The other one was the kind of
gray. That's not the one that Forrest said was the...
Anyway, so that's where the azaleas and all that could be, is in that soil, if she planted them directly in soil, because most of Encino Park is solid rock.
Oh.
She's kind of at a corner, and there's a kind of a drainage area.
Yeah, that's it. That's where she is. So she's got 2 to 3 feet of soil. And
you think the soil is any different?
Absolutely.
She'll call us if we're wrong, because she's
well, I don't know. When I go out there, I'll just take a post hole digger, buddy, and start popping holes in the ground.
Well, but my question was, do you think the pH composition of her soil, if it's
no, it's still a problem, but it's less of a problem than growing in solid stone.
Okay.
See, most of us are
always easier to grow in soil than solid stone.
I bet her grass looks nicer too. Did you notice the lawn when you were out there?
Yeah, she's got Bermuda grass, hybrid Bermuda grass, and some zoysia.
And it's pretty and thick, I imagine.
Yeah, it's generally has been pretty nice.
So, see, that could explain that. There's always an explanation. I'm never wrong, Milton. There's always an explanation, and I wish those people. You know, that try to find that I'm wrong. I wish they would give it up.
They're still trying.
It is not going to work.